WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Keep going east. Keep going east. That's what I'm saying. North and east, I guess. But keep going east. I'm talking to Hurricane Melissa, which pretty much pounded the hell out of Jamaica, got a bit of Cuba, a couple of other places. We're going to see some of the rain, I guess, on Halloween. But it sounds like it'll be all right for trick-or-treating if anybody's really going to go out trick-or-treating. We've talked about that before. Hey, it's hump day, hump evening. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. On this, the 29th day of October, did you know that it's International Internet Day? International Internet Day. So how did we get to that name? Well, it seems that back in 1969, I have no idea how old Al Gore was in 1969, but the first ever computer-to-computer link was established on ARPANET. ARPANET is the precursor to the Internet, and that is how we got to International Internet Day. After 35 years, China announced the end of their one-child policy. That was in 2015. Can you imagine what it must have been like trying to sneak babies around? A woman friend and I were watching a movie the other evening. I don't remember the name of the movie. It was kind of silly, but apparently this husband and wife had seven kids, and you could only have one. And I think that they were, what do you call them when they're seven? Septuplets or something like that? Whatever. And they were named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They all looked pretty much alike, and as one would get a different color hair, they all got the same wig. They all cut off a finger. I don't even remember the reason why they did it, but the father had them cut off a finger. That was, one of those kind of movies. Anyway, eventually, the stormtroopers came around, and they found out that there was more than one child, and they started picking them off. I don't know that that's what they did in China, but I know that I've been told as to believe that if you had more than one child, the government came and took it away. Whatever they did with that child, once they took it away, I don't know. Anyway, that policy ended. Look, they already had 1 billion people. And since they've stopped that policy, China no longer is the most populous nation in the world. India now has more people, and I don't think India has a one-child policy. Anyway, you and I don't remember this. Most people around today do not remember this. The New York Stock Exchange crashed. It ended a great bull market, a bull market that lasted through what was known as the Roaring Twenties. It resulted into the beginning of the Great Depression. The crash has been known as the Crash of 29 or Black Tuesday. And you're saying, well, it's Wednesday, but I guess in 1929, the 29th of October was a Tuesday. Wasn't around. I did not bother to back up that research to see if that's true. I'm going to take it that it was. The Brian's Beat quote of the day. As a former competitive athlete and a mother to a daughter who is a D1 collegiate athlete, I staunchly oppose biological males in girls, women's sports, locker rooms, and bathrooms. Just to let you know before I repeat it, D1 is the top level. So the best athletes supposedly, or the best schools for sports, that is D1. That would be Boston College around here. What else would be D1? UConn. I think UMass is trying to be D1. Texas, Ohio State. Those are D1 schools. Anyway, here's that quote again. As a former competitive athlete and a mother to a daughter who is a D1 collegiate athlete, I staunchly oppose biological males in girls' women's sports, locker rooms, and bathrooms. That quote from Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think she's changed her opinion on this whole thing about boys, men, and girls, women's locker rooms, and on those sports teams. But if you have been keeping tabs on Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, as many folks call her, she's changed her opinion on quite a few things. The war in Gaza. A lot of things dealing with tariffs. Just if you haven't seen her, watch her. You can see plenty of different takes. You know, just put in a search on YouTube, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's held different today than she was, let's say, even 2 years ago. All right, 508-996-0500. To get onto the program today. I did mention briefly that hurricane. We're not supposed to get the hurricane around here. In fact, doesn't hurricane season officially end on Saturday, November 1st? Isn't that the end of hurricane season? Now, just because the season ends, it doesn't mean that we can't have hurricane-like storms. I remember that happened back in the 1990s, and I think it was in November. Big whipping, windy storm just came barreling through. And I remember I was doing news up in Boston, and I was making that announcement, and everybody was looking around me like, you know, you're naive or you're an idiot. And all of a sudden, the storm came barreling through. We had people call in that they couldn't go to work today. Schools ended up getting canceled. All of that happened. So I say that because it looks like Melissa is being downgraded each and every day, or I should say every half day. And when it makes its way up into our area, it probably won't still be a hurricane, but it still will be packing powerful winds. It's supposed to be going off into the east, heading out into the Atlantic, farther and farther out, the farther north that it goes. I guess that's good news, but we are going to get hit with rain tomorrow and some rain on Friday. But the weather experts over at Channel 12 WPRI, they say that it should be clear for trick-or-treating. I don't even know how many houses are going to have candies. Do you turn on the porch light and all that stuff? I don't know. 508-996-0500. Have you seen the picture of these sisters, the birds, Regine and Olivia? Olivia is the older sister. She's 37 from Quincy. Rajane is 28 from Hyde Park. These two women, I say allegedly because they haven't really had their day in court yet. But there's enough camera action and there's enough people that witness that these two women not only did shoplifting at a Market Basket, but then they attacked employees that tried to stop them with the goods that they had. These are two, what's the politically correct way of saying? These are two very fat women. But that's what they are. And they stuffed food, and not just ordinary food. Ribeye steaks. Lobster meat. They even knew to get truffle butter instead of parquet or something like that. And they tried to, you know, walk through and, you know, they were stopped. And they got abusive with their language. And there's video of this, store video. And apparently, because I didn't see this part of the video, so I say apparently, they started beating on some of the employees. The cops came and they saw the same thing. And they took them in. Now, this happened at a Market Basket in West Bridgewater. I think I actually have a friend who's one of the managers at that West Bridgewater outlet. I should reach out and see if she was there and saw any of this. I can only imagine. But one is from Hyde Park. The other is from Quincy. And they went down to West Bridgewater. They didn't pay for the items at checkout. And the store employees confronted them. Police say the two women became combative and began screaming obscenities while they attacked the employees. And there's cell phone video. You know, it's amazing. I get a kid. Barry sent me a video early this morning. The timestamp is about 5:30. And he sends me a picture of the Titanic going down. And the people in the water, have their cell phones out taking video and pictures of the Titanic going down. I told you, I don't know if it was this week or last week, about the Chinese plane that was forced to turn around and it landed partly in the water, partly on shore. And there was a fire in the overhead bin. Fire was burning. People were still sitting in their seats. They had their cameras out. They're taking videos and pictures. Fire burning in the cabinet. And cabin, I should say. But no, it was the overhead bin, so it was a cabinet. And they're taking video and pictures as if, we should be used to this by now. Unbelievable. So, if I understood the story correctly about the birds, these two women, Olivia and Rajane, they did the beat up of the employees. They tried stealing not low price, but high price meat. They got taken in to the police station. They went to court. And after they were arraigned, no bail. No bail at all. They were, you know, hey, I trust you, Olivia. I trust you, Rajane. You're not going to do anything like this again. Yeah, they probably shouldn't. And hopefully they won't. But what are you saying to those Market Basket employees? Now, my guess is they've been told, these two women have been told not to go back to Market Basket. I don't know Olivia. I don't know Regine. The youngest is 28. If they're willing at 28 and 37, at that age, if they're willing to go into Market Basket, you know, Market Basket is usually your low price type store, and they're in there going for prime ribeye steaks and lobster meat. They're going truffle butter. They're going for the good stuff. What's to make you think that they wouldn't go back again? And maybe it won't be a Market Basket. Maybe they've learned their lesson and they're not going to go to Market Basket again. But does that mean they won't go to Shaw's? Does it mean that they won't try a Stop and Shop or a Star Market? Because I know between Quincy and Hyde Park, there's at least one Star Market, and I think there are a couple of Whole Foods, and maybe a Trader Joe's. I don't know. I can see giving them bail, but there should be some monetary price to pay. What's to make you think that they're going to show up again? And what are they going to say? I mean, I don't know what they said. I wasn't in that courtroom. But are they going to try to tell me that, oh, well, we had too much to drink and we were just fooling around and things got out of hand? Is that where we're at in late October 2025? Oh, we just got out of hand. We were hungry and we wanted some lobster meat and some prime rib. And you know how it goes, Your Honor. Just let us go. And, Your Honor, let them go. One person who didn't get let go was this Devonta Davis, bag trafficking fentanyl. In fact, there was a police sting that caught him doing the fentanyl. He's going away for a little while. So why does Devonta Davis sell fentanyl? Maybe it pays off his debt. Maybe it pays for his high. Maybe it's a good side business for him. Maybe not anymore. But for a while, maybe it was. Who knows what he's going to do behind bars? Who knows what will happen to him behind bars? But as we have heard plenty of stories, it's easy for inmates to get drugs behind bars. And in case you did not hear, Fall River, three men from Fall River are going to be charged with trying to get drugs into the Ash Street Jail. Yeah. You know the story. You know, you can see the Ash Street Jail right there in a outside downtown bedroom area. Yeah, I'd say Union is pretty bedroomish. And then you've got the projects off to the side. Yeah, that's a bedroom community. And what people do is they walk around Union Street where there's the barbed wire, and they use their good pitching arm and they throw the drugs into the courtyard at the Ash Street Jail. And I suppose they have to know what time whomever they're throwing the drugs to is going to get there to make sure that the person on the other end gets the drugs. And so there are three men now. Two were on the outside, and yes, one, a current inmate, is on the inside. Last Friday, and I got this out of the Standard Times, an investigation by the sheriff's office found that Jesus Santana of Fall River, the inmate at the Astreet Jail, was about to receive information and drugs from his brother, also of Fall River, and another guy by the name of Tyler Roberts, also of Fall River. A package was going to be thrown over the wall and into that courtyard. Bagged in Baghdad. Not right away. Took a little while. A small white object was found. And, of course, there was surveillance going on. So the sheriff's department just put plan A and plan B together. They caught the other two, the brother and this guy, Tyler Roberts, on the outside, bagged in Baghdad. You may recall a few months ago, I told you about a woman who had somebody on the inside that she threw drugs to over the wall. I think she had a really good arm in that, and her drugs actually went into one of the storm drains or something like that. So it took a little while for the authorities to find those drugs, but they found them. Here's the thing. People are using drugs and want drugs so much that they will take a chance and throw these drugs into the jail. That's how great the war on drugs has been. Now, I have stated for quite some time that this war on drugs is unwinnable. But I know people are going to, we got to keep on fighting it. You know, if you heard yesterday's show, I had somebody call in and he said that I was naive about the whole thing dealing with the incidents going on down in Venezuela. You know, this guy knew every time that he said they probably have video, probably know that they're drugs and they're probably putting the drugs here. You know, all of his probablys, and he knew. But be that as it may, be that as it may, he's okay with blowing up those boats. And, you know, I know a lot of people are. But then it got to the point where I said, well, you know, we don't do that here in our country. And he said, well, we should. Really? So now I'm imagining this whole thing going on at the Astreet Jail. And somebody is throwing drugs over the wall. And the next thing you know, you hear machine gun fire after these guys that are on the outside. Oh, I didn't mean it quite like that. Well, what did you mean? Because quite frankly, when you open up the barn door a little, you'd never know what's going to come out. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
When you were reading that Marjorie Taylor Greene quote, I didn't hear your lead-in, and I thought it was your quote. So if you read it and you think of acting as you were the writer, I'm like, when did he become a woman?
Thanks. I appreciate that.
A mother, rather. And I didn't even know you had a daughter all of a sudden. And it was like, a competitive athlete? I didn't know anything about Brian until now.
Well.
And then I realized you were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. So then I thought it was even weirder that you had the same things as Marjorie Taylor Greene. So,
or anyway. Marjorie has the same as me.
That could be true.
Yes. She may have a position as a congresswoman, but she's a lot younger than me, and I've been espousing these views longer than she's been old enough to espouse views.
Well, she's evolving. That's actually a healthy thing.
I think.
So, I mean, there's some politicians that never evolve. And anyway.
You mean like Joe Biden?
Well, I think he's evolved as far as he can.
No, that wouldn't be evolved. That would be dissolved.
Well, mummies don't evolve. Once they're wrapped up, that's about the size of it. So, maybe the two girls you were talking about. You know, it's tough. You can't. There's no real label for fat women. You know, you just got to be nice. But maybe they were like loading up because of SNAP benefit, you know, going away, and it's like, you're gonna take away my truffle butter and then just walk. You know,
like drugs, you're gonna sell it.
Well, it could be. I mean, truffle butter is that's a reach, right? I mean, you gotta shop around to find truffle butter. But you know, I don't know. I think that's you know, I've seen some people, his videos of people that just steal all the food or whatever, and they just walk out casually, and they get stopped, and they're like, they're shocked that someone's actually stopping them, and you know, yelling at them and whatever. But
you know,
I don't know what to say.
But supermarkets for the longest times have had these two-way mirrors, and they can see almost everything that goes on, and now they have those ball cameras up on top, so they know everything that's going on.
Right.
Why do you think that you're going to get away with it, and try to lie your way out of it? I don't have it, as if you don't think somebody eventually is going to come by and search you. Because even if you're a woman and you stuff it down your bra or down your pants, they'll just bring a female cop.
I remember when Dan Aykroyd tried to stuff a salmon in his Santa outfit. Remember that?
No.
Trading Places. Remember the movie Trading Places when he was drunk and he had a gun and he was dressed as Santa and he was going to go after Eddie Murphy, and he shot a gun in the air and then stole the salmon from the buffet and then shoved it into his jacket and went out the door.
I guess I missed that. Or, you know, I know I saw the movie, so I think it's one of those things where I just don't remember. You know, those guys are so funny the way it is. I'm not going to remember everything that they do.
Oh, I know. I miss Primetime Eddie Murphy. He was amazing. So
Primetime?
Well,
oh, yeah.
Right.
What was Primetime Eddie Murphy?
Oh, I think when he was in the middle of his when his first movies really started coming out, when he was, you know, Trading Places and 48 Hours, and I don't know.
I got you. I'm thinking that he had a primetime show, and even Saturday Night Live wasn't prime time. Okay, but I get where you're going.
Yeah, he was great on Saturday Night Live too. I mean, Mr. Roberts' Neighborhood. I mean, some of that stuff was.
How about Buckwheat?
Oh yeah, you couldn't do that today.
You know what? I wonder if he could get away with it.
I think he's untouchable. I mean, like, yeah, he could get away with it. There's another comedian. I can't think of his name. Forget it. I won't remember it. But yeah, he could get away with it because it's Eddie Murphy. I mean, you know. So, but anyway, well, we'll see if anybody votes for the SNAP benefits now, because the health insurance thing is sort of off the table now. Now it's SNAP benefits, but I don't think this is good for Democrats.
I don't know. I don't see it. I'm going to do a wait and see. It's easy for me to try to make a guesstimation. I don't think it's good for anybody, except I'm going to back up. Here's what I think. Same thing. I think this is good for government, for big government.
Well, I'll leave you with this: is when they weren't doing the voting for the continuing resolution because they wanted to force a negotiation on the health insurance, and they allowed everything to roll over to the point where on November 1st, now it's about the feeding people in America. They really need to vote and get the continuing resolution done, and then take it from there. Because now every day past November 1st, it's dramatically worse. because there are people that could starve, you know, and that's not what we're about. And so if it's about leverage for, you know, to negotiate, the fundamental in negotiation is they have no leverage. Like, I mean, yeah, this vote thing is some leverage, but it's nothing that's going to change anything because they don't have the votes. They don't have the, you know, it's like the person that pours gas on themselves and says, I'm going to immolate myself unless I get this. And it's like, well, the only other option is you're going to light a match. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's really sad where we're at right now.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go back to where I've always been. If you didn't have a food stamp program, you wouldn't have to worry about this. But the problem now is we've had a food stamp program for decades. And unless you can't cut the whole thing, you've got a lot of people complaining. You've got 26 states pressing the, you know, with a lawsuit right now to try to get this thing lifted so monies do come out for November 1st. So I don't know. I can see it going both ways, and it's not going to be pretty if nothing happens over the next, let's say, 5 days.
Right.
All right, man.
See ya.
I appreciate the call. Bye now. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
So anyway, how fat were these ladies? Or are they?
Well, you know how big I used to be.
That ain't fat.
On a woman, bigger.
Well, would you say 300, 400 pounds?
No, I'm not going to say tipping the scale over 300, but you're getting up in that direction.
Oh, well, anyways, when they're heavy, they stuff things in there because it doesn't show on them, so that's how they shoplift.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of them putting things on their coats, too, inside their coats, like sleeves. Like sewing these big pockets in there. The things they don't do, you know what I mean? I don't know how they can even look in the mirror at themselves shoplifting and being nasty like that.
But you know, after a while, people don't care. I'm going to take you for example. I know you, but I don't know you all that well. I'm going to just give you the title of you've never stolen a thing in your life. All right, well, the first time you steal something, you really feel bad about it. But if you do it three or four times, you kind of get used to it. If you do it on a regular basis, it's regular life to you.
I guess, yeah, some people live that way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think that they have this attitude where, they're rich. So they got plenty of money so that, you know, if everybody went in with that attitude and did that, where would the person that started that business be at? It's just totally wrong anyways, you know?
And well, it's stealing, yeah, absolutely. But you know what? Let me ask you something. You are a mother, and you're down and out, and your kids are crying because they're hungry. Are you not going to take food if you see it available?
No, well, see, that's an excuse because there's food for them.
I'm not saying it's not an excuse. It's still a crime. But chances are you're going to do it.
Listen, there's food pantries and everything else. There's no excuses for stealing. Another thing is I saw in Market Basket myself, a kid took the stuff and the mother made a big scene. And so, of course, the manager let it go, which isn't right because the kid still stole it. Took it. The mother should have reprimanded the child and said, you should have not taken that. It's not yours, and put it back if she didn't want to pay for it. No, what'd she do? Make a big scene and walk out with the cabbage and got away with it. This is when they weren't really.
Okay, so I'm the first time I heard, I thought that she was reprimanding the kid for stealing it. Are you telling me that she made a big deal with the store management?
Right. And
really?
So the kid. Yeah, I witnessed the whole thing. But anyway, but going back to the heavy set woman, they could be selling that, you know, because steaks and lobsters,
mm-hmm.
they'll sell quick. they could be making money off that, or maybe they're eating it because they're so big, you said. I don't know. I don't even know what truffle butter is.
I think it's a high-priced fun butter.
Anyway, it's. I'm glad they're pressing charges on them again, though.
On the women?
On anybody shoplifting, because for a while there, they were getting away with quite a bit.
Yeah, I never understood stopping that. But I think one of the problems, and this goes back to the war on drugs, is you don't have enough space for all these prisoners. And so shoplifting is deemed less of a crime than selling drugs. And so you let the minor incident, it's still a crime, but you let those people go. You put an ankle bracelet on them.
Yeah, but if it's up to a certain amount, then it's a felony.
Yes, correct.
And like you said, people, it's a way of life for them after a while. And they, what happens, though, they start stealing, then they get away with it. Then they go for more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get greedy, and eventually they get caught. So they shouldn't start stealing from the beginning, because it's just a bad thing all the way around.
It is. At the same time, I'm going to say that you and I live a different type of life than some people. And if you've been around stealing all your life, you may not know anything better. I don't know these women, and they might just be heavy set and nice people, and they just had a bad day. I really don't know. I'm taking it for granted that it was more than that, but who knows? Who knows what environment they grew up with?
Okay, Brian.
I'm just trying to be honest about it. Who knows?
I'm listening.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you much. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Let's squeeze one more in before I have to squeeze in some bills. Hello.
Hi.
No, I'm not.
How are you?
I know we're talking about drugs today, but I'm not high. Yeah.
I just tried to overpass that, but you wouldn't let me do it.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Okay, well, first, I don't want to let you get away with this either. I never stood at your window eating my food. We know this. When you said that last time we talked, my girlfriend called me and she said, did you really stand there? I said,
yes,
no.
She did.
I had
girlfriend,
my food.
She did. She did. She's trying to get around it. No, girlfriend,
no.
She didn't. She didn't
no,
eat
did
the
not.
Food. She had it there.
No,
she dangled it in my face.
From 99, and I waved you at the window.
And you dangled that bag.
So anyways, to get back to the stealing and food stamps, it's sad. It really is, because this is going to come down. There's always a child stuck in the middle of this, which is where this is not fun. I mean, not fun. It's not fun. But the topic just seems to breed conversations of people stealing. People have been stealing food, shoving it in their pants way before this shutdown has happened. And truffle butter, yeah, that's these special mushrooms, truffle chocolates. These are very special mushrooms that grow on the base of around trees. And dogs generally, they can sniff it. They're trained to sniff it out. They are worth thousands to hundreds of dollars, these truffle.
Wait a minute. They're worth thousands to hundreds of dollars?
Yes.
That seems
yes,
backwards.
The truffle mushroom. No, it could be from 100 to 1,000.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Don't bust my
No, I'm
my
trying
fault.
To figure. No,
this is serious.
Oh, never mind.
Right, thank you. But this is serious, because this is just like people have been stealing, and people sell their food stamps. Let's face it.
They take
half their... They get $250 a month, or maybe it's $270 now. I don't even know.
I think it's based on family size and income, or lack thereof.
Well, if you're one person, I know, like, well, that was years ago. I had a friend that was on one. Of course, that was like 3-4 years ago. She got $270, so I'm assuming it must be a little more than that. And that's just for her. But these people, I do know they're selling them for half the money. And it's just a racket anyways. The people that really need them, need them. And I feel bad that this whole thing is happening. It's just ridiculous. More healing needs to get up off what she has pocketed. But you know, I called in earlier today to Chris, and I said that last year I heard that she had already went into half of that money that was saved, our stockpile money for emergencies like this. She used on the immigrants. So I think that's why she's not coming forward, because she already used it on the immigrants. So I don't know, Brian. But there's always
I'm told that there's $8 billion there. You need $240 million for the month of November. Even if half of it's there, you have $4 million there. Right. You need $240 million. Cough up the money.
Right, that's right. She can do it. She can do that. She can at least do, yeah, absolutely, yep. And like I said, and I hate being a broken record, but there's always a child stuck in the middle of this.
And probably more than one, and not only kids, you've got elderly folks.
Elderly!
Yeah.
The elderly.
And indigent people who, you know, they can't go out to work. You
and
know,
look at
there
Jamaica.
There are people that are deserving.
Yeah, and look at Jamaica. I know I'm going to help towards sending food there, and I'm going to do the food drive this month, because I do every year, for Thanksgiving for families, and this year it's going to even be that much more important. So, like, we're strapped. So she really needs to get up off that money, so we can all do the right thing for the deserving people and for the tragedies like in Jamaica. Very sad.
Gotcha. Going to let you go with that. Many thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, she talked about the tragedy in Jamaica, and she's right, and also Cuba. But I remember, and I did not know this at the time, somebody called in to let me know that there was going to be a fundraiser going on. And I'm going to say that this was sometime in June, July, a fundraiser because a storm had hit Cape Verde. And so I understand the proximity of Jamaica and Cuba to the United States, and the storm is going to make its way up the coast and out to sea. But we heard a lot about Melissa coming. All those storms come from Africa and make their way over. We never heard about the big storms that hit Africa and devastated, and for this area, with the tie-in with the Cape Verdean community and whatnot, it took somebody calling the station, because it never made the news, and that storm was as devastating, certainly to the people there, as what happened in Jamaica. 508-996-0500. Brian on Brian's Beat.
Children should be educated and instructed in the principles of freedom.
This is WBSM.
Anthony Martinetti lives in Boston. Most days, Anthony takes his time going home. But today is Wednesday. Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
You know how politicians take advantage of a crisis. Would it be okay if I do the same? The Small Business Administration is closed during the shutdown. However, owners still have a viable option. It's called alternative capital through legitimate business funders. At legitimate business funders, owners can get up to $2 million with no collateral in just a few days. To find out more, go to legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
Back to Brian's Beat.
Welcome back. I was looking over at Tim's cheat sheets for tomorrow. He's got some good stuff coming up. One thing I did not know, and I've been a longtime fan since the late 1960s, tomorrow is Grace Slick's. I'll let Tim tell you the number, but tomorrow is Grace Slick's birthday. Man. Well, it is what it is. We never did get into talking about the whole thing dealing with the drugs and the deputy director, Lamar Cook, deputy director for Maura Healey. But it goes back, and we'll probably get into it tomorrow. Drugs, the war on drugs. It's not working. You can say, well, we can't give up. You better start giving up or we're going to go broke.
And bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary.
WBSM.
Hey, beat the swinger, all right, swinger. Beat the swinger, all right, swinger.
Can't answer your call right now, but it is important to me.
That won't happen at Low Cost Air. When you dial 800-221-6085, a real person answers and helps you find your best airfares, foreign and domestic. Your choice. Automation.
Please leave a message with your name and number.
Or a real person. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
Because of Dan Bongino walking off the job at the FBI, that we saw the absolute breaking of the administration over the Epstein saga crisis PR nightmare that is currently ongoing and smoldering inside of the Trump administration.
We'll be back at 6 tomorrow. Tim gets you started at 6 in the